Honestly, reputation for Seema J. Palmer, SEMAJPALMER. Date of services, July 22nd, 2024. Date of birth, 4/10/1990. Date of accident is 8/2/2023. Miss Seema J. Palmer has been a victim of an automobile accident where she was sitting on the front passenger seat and she was T-boned on the driver's side. The impact caused her severe headaches, severe pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back with radiation to the right hip, right thigh, the left hip, left thigh, up to the knee, and a lateral part of the lower extremity. These pains continued, and they are reported to be between 6 and 7, sometime 8. Today she reports her neck pain is around 5 and the lower back pain is 8. The pain in the left knee is 7. There was some pain in the left lower chest that has gone better. Pain in the left shoulder is around 7. Her mood is slightly better and she has less anxiety. According to her, the pain is varying from 7 to 8. The radiation of the pain to the left thigh and left leg laterally is happening 2 or 3 times in a week and is less often as before as compared. ADLs are affected 8. He does report 70% improvement in the pain in the neck and the lower back at this time. ADLs are only affected up to 4. Please review the records for the ADLs and for system review as well as for additional issues. And substance abuse as well as the compliance history. In the physical examination, please mention blood pressure of 96 over 63, pulse 69, pulse ox is 98. In general review, please mention the patient is slightly dehydrated, tongue was dry, and she was advised to drink a lot of water. She also had not had a breakfast while coming here. She was advised to have a full breakfast. Rest of the exam will remain the same as in the previous visit of July 10, 2024, dictation number 0718-050, including the shoulder exam. She does have an involvement of bilateral sacroiliac joint as well. The plan is to continue the physical therapy as before at 2 times per week. She has been advised to try laser treatment, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures. She is advised to use home treatment like yoga and infrared heat and to help her. She is off work, housework replacement, transportation and case management. Her maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, and the new lab has been reviewed and ordered. Patient is in compliance. Patient has been has done 5 epidural for the lumbar region and that has brought her significant relief. Her left SI joint is quite painful and tender and will address to the SI joint on the next time. Her MRIs are positive for disc involvement in the cervical as well as thoracic as well as lumbar region. C23, C34, C45, C56, C67 disc involvement is present with the slight neuroforamina narrowing and mild spinal canal stenosis. T3, 4, T56, T67, T7 and 8 disc herniation is present. for which patient is advised one or two injections to the cervical epidural and possibly to the thoracic epidural. In the lumbar spine, patient is found to have a bulging disc at L3-4, L4-5, herniated disc at L4-5, L5-S1, with moderate bilateral neuroforamen narrowing and compression of bilateral L5 nerve root and L4 nerve root, which is causing her the shooting pain and radiculopathy. The patient is undergoing treatment for this. The MRI for the brain neuroquant showed involvement of parietal lobe, occipital lobe, temporal lobe, and TBI, hence a blood test is being ordered for neurotrauma assessment at this time through Helix laboratory. And once the report comes positive, further referrals will be conducted to the patient. Currently, she has been undergoing neuropsych treatment. And a psychiatric adventist and neurology has been seen. Counseling has been going on for her TBI related issues. A CT scan for the SI joint bilaterally was ordered, but it has not been done so far. The patient has been provided with compounding cream as well as naltrexone capsules to help in the pain. She is having DMEs like quad cane, rollator walker, back brace, cold compresses. An X-ray of the chest, left rib was done, X-ray of the left hip was done, and found, they have not been done, sorry, but they were ordered. She's been referred to ophthalmology for eye exams, and case management is going on, and the patient is otherwise satisfied. She was provided the following medications today: Celebrex 200 mg daily for help with the anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for help with the muscle relaxation, as she is found to have some spasm in the quadratus lumborum muscle, and Xanax 0.5 mg PRN, Zoloft 50 mg are given for anxiety and panic relief. Fear sets are given for headache relief. That will be the end of the patient. Patient is advised to utilize laser treatment at recommended therapist places. Currently, she is going to PT Southfield and has not had a chance to do laser treatment. She is also advised about infrared treatment as well, and yoga exercises, and stretching the spine at home. Well, we'll see her in 30 days' time. Thank you.